That's exactly what I wrote, Samay, and it's something from, I had been, when I went to Courage to Teach, I had been teaching for 17 years, and I didn't know how I could keep going, because I was raising three teenagers at the time, and working really, really hard at my job, and I love my job, but I work really, really hard at what I did, and I found I had no real balance. And I remember sitting with Andy and Tom at Skamakaway, which was our first retreat. We were just the water. It's beautiful. And I said to them, gosh, I swim in the summer. And then it just stops when school starts. And Andy looked at me and said, well, then start swimming. I could, then slowly pieces of my life in the summer, which where I get regenerated, became more a part of who I was in my teaching classroom. Joined the Unitarian Church, started singing in the choir, started doing quiet, relaxed breathing with my classroom, that journal writing, started doing with my class. So everything I did that brought me sustenance and balance on the weekend retreats, which I thrived on in the summer, I incorporated into my regular life as a teacher. And now I've been teaching for 27 years, and I feel in 3 years I'll retire, and I'll be ready to retire, but it was that balance, finding that balance, which Courage to Teach kind of tapped into.